This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsyourmindradio.com, or text to 701-226-8503. I'm Todd Mitchell. You are a nurse. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, we have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. We understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, we want to make it possible for you to move forward. We now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That and you're in need of $8,000 or more elsewhere. umary.edu/msn to apply today. Classes begin every 5 weeks. You can be part-time or full-time. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. And for Scott Hedden here on What's in Your Mind today, Scott will be back next week. We'll get him back with some Norway stories, undoubtedly. District 45 Republican Chairman John Trandum.
Hey, and we're back. Once again, we're going to continue to push back the frontiers of ignorance with our next guest. Texter commented in an affirmation of our last guest, Dr. Walter E. Williams, and said he's fantastic, and we make him a regular guest. Well, Adam, I hope that Scott will choose to do that. I'd recommend emailing Scott. One other thing I'd recommend doing is emailing Dr. Williams. You can contact him on his website. He'll answer your email and tell him he did a real good job on What's on Your Mind today, because he always does. 82 years old, sharp as a tack, knows these issues forward, back, inside and out. Go to that website, WalterEWilliams.com, and while you're at it, pick up his book, American Contempt for Liberty. It's a collection of essays that he's written over the course of the last number of years, and it's outstanding, broken down into categories. I highly recommend it, and I'm not a paid spokesperson. With that, when I ask for guests, when they ask me to fill in, they say, who do you want as guests? Well, there's two people that I always say. One of them is Walter E. Williams. The second we have holding on the phone here, ready to go on the air, Steve Forbes. Mr. Forbes, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Good to be with you, John. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
What a pleasure. I was 21 years old in 1996, and I was a big Forbes booster, and the same was true in 2000, Forbes for president. Unfortunately, we weren't able to realize our shared goals there. But moving forward, I think you still have a voice in the debate, and I appreciate you being with us.
Well, glad to be with you, and wish there'd been more like you in 96 and 2000, but that doesn't stop us from being agitators, though.
Absolutely not. We got to keep on moving forward. So welcome to the program. Tax policy. Now, over the course of President Trump's tenure so far, we haven't been able to talk a lot about tax policy because health care reform has dominated the conversation. Are we ever going to get to tax reform? And when we do, what can we expect to see from the Trump administration?
Well, I think we will get to tax reform, because I think Republicans know if they don't get a good tax cut bill, a lot of them are going to be looking for new opportunities after next year's election. If you get a vibrant economy, that covers a multitude of problems and sins. And people have confidence, but we've got to turn that confidence into reality, where people really feel, by golly, things are picking up. America's finally back on track economically. So I think they will get to the tax bill. It was a mistake not to take up the tax bill first because of Washington's crazy rules, which the Republicans could change, but it never occurred to them. They should have done tax cuts first. And they've got to, I hope they recognize, they've got to do the bolder, the better. The deeper the tax cuts, the better. Don't get constrained by the Congressional Budget Office and all of these eye-shaped people who don't want you to cut taxes. Do it. The key thing is Not does it help Washington. The key thing is, does it enable the American people to have more opportunity, more pay, better prospects? That's the bottom line. The rest of it is junk.
Joining us on the air, Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. If you have a question or a comment for Mr. Forbes, you can call 701-258-0550 or toll-free at 800-228-0550 or text Todd, 701-226-8503. Now, we've not heard, I can't say that he hasn't said it, but as part of his proposals, we've not heard the two words flat tax out of Donald Trump's mouth. And I know that's something that you've long advocated. Do you still believe that's the solution? Do you think that that will be on the table? And if so, what are the numbers?
Well, I think you're going to we won't get flat tax this time around. But Donald Trump has said, I've heard him say it, that after this round, he hopes in the future to do another real sweeping tax change. We have to remember, as he pointed out, in 1981, when Ronald Reagan went into office, he put in a big tax cut. A few years later, we had another one that drastically reduced taxes and simplified the code somewhat. So I see this as round one, not the final round. And the key thing is this round to get those rates as low as possible. And so that people really feel their paychecks are growing and, as importantly, that investments are being made where their futures will be better.
Right. And we hear talk about a number of different manners and methods of tax reduction. What is the folly in the progressive tax scale that renders it impractical for North America or for America?
Well, what it does is ensure that the government always grows faster than your income. So let's say you get a 10% pay raise. You get kicked up into a higher tax bracket, which means you're paying a higher proportion of your income. So your pay goes up 10%. Washington's tax take goes up 15%. So they're always one step ahead of you. And that's why we've got to simplify the code, stop this thing with bias in favor of big government. And one of the things I think President Trump is going to do, and that is to stop the Republicans, but most particularly Speaker Paul Ryan. I think most Republicans are against it. But Paul Ryan has pushed this strange thing called a border adjustment tax, a 20% national sales tax on imports that would raise the price for working Americans, raise the price of a typical vehicle $2,500, raise the price of gasoline 30 cents a gallon. Crazy thing. And Ryan says, well, we need the money for other tax cuts. I've got a message for Speaker Ryan. Tax cuts are meant to be tax cuts, not putting in a new tax to cut old taxes. Cut the taxes. Don't put in a new one.
It's a very Washington way of thinking, isn't it? And that's,
yes,
that's unfortunate that
right.
We come to that. It's unfortunate that we've reached that point in American discourse, particularly when you look at the what we used to refer to as a conservative leader in Congress, in Paul Ryan. He was the conservative go-to at one point, and it seems as though he's really gotten the, I don't know if it's Potomac fever or what you call it, but it's unfortunate, is it not?
It is, and this is where the EPA can do something very useful. What is it in the water or air in Washington that turns otherwise sensible people into what Paul Ryan has become? Obsessed with policy and Washington insider stuff instead of serving the American people. I wonder what it is, but he's somebody who told me the other day he's an argument for term limits. He's just been there 20 years too long.
You know, and that brings up an interesting point, term limits. Is that something that you favor, Mr. Forbes?
I do. You can debate whether it should be 8 years for the House or 10 years and 12 years for the Senate, whatever it is. But knowing that you're going to be there for at most a fixed period of time, that there's not going to be a sinecure, something you can live on forever, would overall, I think, be pretty good. You get new, fresh blood. You would have people having to get out of their comfort zones and try something else. And I hopefully would think it might lead to more citizens getting involved in politics instead of career people. We need a better mix.
I would hope so as well. And if you look at the intent of the founders, it certainly wasn't for people to become career politicians. In fact, they acted to make it as uncomfortable in Washington as possible so the people wanted to get the heck out of there. Maybe we need to take away their air conditioning.
Well, I was going to say, I love air conditioning, but maybe we should ban it in Washington, D.C. in the Capitol Hill during the summer.
That may be the answer. We're going to have to move toward break here. With us, Steve Forbes, Chairman and Editor-in-Chief of Forbes Media. Call numbers if you'd have a question or comment for him, 701-258-0550 and toll-free 800-228-0550. I've got Jim in Fargo holding. I can't be fair to you right now, Jim, because we're moving up toward break. But after the break, we will get right back to it and let you weigh in. So with that, thank you, Mr. Forbes, for being with us. We'll be right back after this on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, royalty owners, listen up. Mark your calendars June 29th and 30th, Bismarck, North Dakota. It's the 5th Annual Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, presented by the National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota Chapter. It's just $125 for non-members, $100 for members. Spouses, just $50 with an early bird rate if you get yours in before June 6th. Hotel rates at the Radisson Hotel, just $99 for the group rate. But hurry, these rates won't last long. As always, the presentations will offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that affects mineral owners. Sessions on recent North Dakota mineral ownership issues, understanding income and expense on the royalty statements, and updates on the North Dakota oil transportation issues, too. June 29th and 30th, Bismarck, North Dakota. For reservations, call right now, 800-558-0557, online at naro-us.org, or call 800-558-0557.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thompson Sons have been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck, Mandan, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana since 1908. Residential services including furnace and air conditioner replacement, water heater replacement, garage heater installation, bathroom remodeling, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation, Natural gas, grill, piping, commercial services. As one of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck, we pride ourselves in thousands of buildings in which we've installed the plumbing and piping in Bismarck, Van Nan, and throughout North Dakota, designing, building, new construction, prefab, repair, remodeling. Free estimates, financing available, 223-3393, 701-223-3393. H.A. Thompson Sons are also online at H-A-T-A-N-D, Sons, H at, check that, H-A-T-N-Sons.com, H-A-T-N-Sons.com. I made that far more complicated than it had to be, right? H.A. Thompson & Sons, since 1908. They didn't have the internet back then. That's why. 21 after the hour. Todd Mitchell and in for Scott Hennon, Mr. John Trandum.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being with us today. Numbers to the studio, 701-258-0550 or toll-free 800-228-0550. Joining us is Chairman and Editor-in-Chief of Forbes Media, Steve Forbes. Steve, thanks again for being with us this morning. We've got Jim holding on the line in Fargo with a question for Mr. Forbes, so I want to defer to callers right away. Jim, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've done a lot of studying on, in my opinion, the fair tax would unleash an economic engine like it's never been seen. What holes do you see in the fair tax, Mr. Forbes?
Well, the fair tax, as you know, is a national sales tax that would replace the income tax and the payroll tax. And it would one of the challenges I see is that I think we'd have to repeal the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, which takes time. The 16th Amendment allows Washington to impose an income tax. If we don't repeal that, I guarantee we'll have what most states have and almost all countries have, and that is both an income tax and a sales tax or a value-added tax. So I think a flat tax is the easier way to go now, and perhaps the bigger change can come in the future. But I'm getting on in years, and so I want action now. And there are other challenges, but the key thing is, I think we both agree, we got to get rid of the IRS as it is. And people ask, what would you do with all those IRS agents? What would you do with the tax lawyers and everything? Even though I'm a conservative, I do believe I'm a compassionate one, and I'd provide money for job retraining, perhaps turn them into Uber drivers.
Well, there's an idea. Jim, thank you for calling today and bringing your voice to the debate. I appreciate that. Lots of Facebook comments coming in. I'll get to a few of them anyway. Don't know if I'll get to all of them. But, boy, we've got a lot of votes for the flat tax, Mr. Forbes, so that's a positive thing. One of our commenters, Todd, says flat tax, income at 10%, no deductions, starts at $1 for everyone. 10% tax on all sales and 10% on all capital gains, no deductions, the 10-10-10 plan. Now, you remember Herman Cain, of course, with his 999 plan. What do you make of that comment?
Well, I like the number 10. It's got a biblical connotation. And the only thing I've warned against what we're talking about, Jim, and that is the sales tax, national sales tax. I don't want any new federal taxes. So maybe 10-10, maybe we'd have to make it 11-11. But, I like low numbers. My own flat tax has generous exemptions for adults and for kids. I feel that you should be able to keep some of your money for basic things in life. But I think that's the kind of debate to have. How low should we make it? I love that.
I agree with you on that. Now, that's the question, really, and he specifies starts at $1, and that's an important distinction from a lot of people who would put forth tax plans that don't start until you make, say, $30,000. Now, would that be your idea as well, as it starts at $1, so every American has skin in the game?
Well, the Uncle Sam, you know, these tax collectors, they get you one way or the other. And you'll notice on your paychecks what they call FICA, which is stands for Social Security and Medicare taxes, which starts at $1. And when you combine what employers pay, it's 15.3%. So they start getting you from $1. on the one where they call it a premium for your future Social Security and Medicare, but it's a tax because they spend it right away. They don't put it in an annuity like you would with a normal plan or a 401k. They just take it and spend it right away, despite their fancy words. So I like having some exemptions so you get to keep some of your income for basic necessities of life for you, and if you're married, for you and the kids. And that would be it. No other deductions. And one of the things I propose, because people, at least initially, since people get hung up on deductions, you can talk to your will in the face that, no, this would give you a tax cut, simplify your life, is give people a choice. When you put in the new plan, say you can stay with the old one and go through the torture each year, go with a new one where you can literally do it with a sheet of paper or a few keystrokes on a computer. I think 99% of the American people would say simple is better and would go for it. But that way we don't get into debate. Are you going to take this away from me or that away from me? Just see for yourself. Don't trust us.
I agree with you there. And I've long argued, and Dick Armey supported this many years ago, that one method to getting to the tax revolt that we truly need to realize a broad sweeping tax reform is to allow people to know what they're paying in tax. And I would advocate at least temporarily suspending, if not eliminating, federal income tax withholding and allow people to make quarterly payments, write the check so they recognize either how much they are paying or how much they're not paying in federal income taxes, and that'll give them the basis to hold our government more accountable with their money. What do you say of that?
Well, it sounds great, but I think people will fear that they won't put the money aside. So.
Well, that's what politicians will fear.
Yeah. But you know, withholding, the history of that is that came in World War II when we were financing World War II, and an executive from Macy's said since people weren't paying the tax because it was then annual, and so he said, why don't we do what we do with the layaway plans or time payments for buying things at the store? Why don't we do the same thing for taxes? So withholding was enacted in World War II as a, get this, a temporary measure. That was 70 years ago, 75 years ago. Temporary.
Nothing is so permanent as a temporary government program. And I believe that they called it, if I'm not mistaken, the victory tax to make it more palatable to the people, if I recall correctly.
Yes, which was legitimate, but when the war ended,
the tax should have been. The victory had been realized, but never the end of the deal. With that, we're running out of time, but I sure appreciate you being with us, Mr. Forbes. Anything to add or promote at the end of the segment here before we move to break?
Well, pressure your Republicans and even your Democrats to go for a big tax cut and kill this border sales tax that Paul Ryan is pushing. We don't need it. Republicans should be eliminating taxes, not creating new ones.
Amen. Thank you for being with us today, Mr. Forbes. We'll be back with open phones after this.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How did the Dakota Access protests get as big as they did? That question for Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard and Director of the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services on the latest episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
It was amazing as they drove their narrative on social media how that camp could swell in a matter of a day or two from folks just driving in. So I think it was somewhat organic. I'm not sure anybody at the start of this thing saw it getting as big as it did, but these new technologies that we're all going to have to keep an eye on and learn to deal with, that you can very rapidly gather like-minded people together for protests like this. And again, when they have a area of land that they can basically move into and do as they see fit, they have the opportunity to come in and participate in that sort of activity.
That's Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard for another of our Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Keep listening for more right here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The hour, What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by High Plains Apache, not just some other sprayer company, they're the sprayer company others keep talking about. We had a windy spring drift, always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that throughout the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. Customers have made it clear they work hard for their money, and they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why, when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer. Proven to work as hard as you do with the support team to back it up. High Plains Apache, 1701 East High Court. It's basically right across the road from Bonanza and Mandan. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott heading back, what, Monday, right? John Trandeman and What's in Your Mind today. I'm sure we're going to get the Norway slideshow first thing coming up on Monday.
Why not? We should. We've been getting it on Facebook a little bit. You've been watching that, Todd?
Yeah, you gotta love technology there. You don't have to wait for somebody to come home to get the international slideshow. You just pop right on the social media and, oh, it's beautiful. I can't, you and Manny and Rev and everybody need to make that trip next time, and Scott needs to stay back behind.
Let's go to Norway.
Exactly.
Ready?
I'm part Norwegian. I need to get back to the old country. What did we escape from again? Let me go see that again.
Hey, I'm ready, Todd. Welcome back to the program. Hey, Steve Forbes, talk about a good guest. It's great to hear that type of wisdom and insight from someone that's been in the business world essentially his entire life, brought up in a business, clearly wealthy business family, but lots of good insight and input from him. You know, the flat tax is it's a controversial item, and it would be a heavy lift for Congress just for the fact that the left would characterize it as a tax cut for the rich, a tax increase on the poor. Well, the logic in the flat tax is that it's flat. If you pick a number, 10%, 15%, whatever it happens to be, everyone pays the same amount. And Mr. Forbes, in his proposal, did mention some personal exemptions for yourself and your children. So that's something that could still be discussed. But what could possibly be more fair than everyone who makes a dollar paying 15 cents in taxes or whatever the number happens to be? What could be more fair than that? That is literally the definition of fair. I don't know how people logically take issue with it, but if logic were required to proffer an argument, I don't think there would be much arguing anymore. Calls, welcome to the studio. We'll have open phones up until the top of the hour, and I do have a couple other topics to touch on. But if you would like to continue to discuss tax reform, there, you know, Mr. Forbes talked about the fair tax, the consumption tax, the national sales tax, and the a boondoggle we would be entering in, because we'd end up with all of the above rather than one or the other. And that's challenging. Numbers to the studio, 701-258-0550. Or toll-free at 800-228-0550. Personally, I absolutely favor a flat tax. I'm a small business owner. My business is organized as a subchapter S corporation. I have a secondary business, which is merely a property company that owns the property that I run my business from, that's organized as an LLC. And I have to pay an accountant $2,000 a year to figure out my taxes. If we were to employ a flat tax solution, I could quite readily and easily, as could all other people, figure out my tax liability, mail in the
John,
check.
Why
whether
do
it's...
you hate accountants so much?
I love accountants.
Why do you hate the IRS so much, John?
My accountant has a cat named Newt, after Newt Gingrich. So I really appreciate accountants, particularly conservative ones like mine. I won't name them, but... I do like accountants, and I think there's a place for accountants, absolutely, and will continue to be a place for accountants, but good golly, there's no reason that...
If we have a flat tax and everybody pays the same percentage,
there'll be a place for them. They'll still help those businesses organize and et cetera, set up your subchapter S or your LLC and give tax advice with regard to that, estate planning, all of that kind of. There's going to be work out there. But
okay.
Anyway, we got
there. I don't want anybody to suffer here.
Nobody will. We'll all prosper. That's just the thing. You keep more of your money, you don't have to worry about working so hard. But Dave from Rolla is holding with a comment today on taxes. Dave, welcome to the program. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I got a couple of things. One is, with the flat tax, how are you going to handle the people who barter? And the second is, how much of our tax money goes to pay retirement for elected officials? I don't believe any elected official should ever get retirement. If he wants retirement, go get a real job.
Yeah, well,
they get the job.
Right. No, I understand where you're coming from. And how do we deal with the people who barter now? It's a similar issue that we're dealing with regard to retirement. I don't have a problem with congressmen and senators having retirement if it comes in the form of like a 401k like we do, where there's a percentage match and they invest personally in it. Getting paid for the rest of your life is a different story entirely, and I imagine that's what you're talking about, Dave.
Yes, it is.
So what
do you have any figures on how much of our tax money goes to paying retirement for these guys?
I do not.
On the air.
No, I do not. And I wish I did right now, and I wish I had time to look it up. And maybe in the during the break, I'll try and pull that number, if such a number exists, or there's enough transparency that we can actually find it. But I get what you're saying, Dave. Now, one thing I don't and have never taken issue with is the salary of people that serve in the House of Representatives and in the U.S. Senate. They don't make a ton of money. I think they get paid $175,000 or $80,000, which in reality, many, if not most of them would probably be able to easily earn in the private sector. So I don't take issue with that necessarily. But when you talk about retirement benefits that go on throughout your life, I know I've heard Congressman Cramer take issue with that, and that's something maybe you should put on the schedule, Matt, there for them to Congressman Cramer to talk about during his talk radio town hall, is what is the retirement program for congressmen and senators? I would think that he would be frank and share what the program actually is, because I think there are a lot of misgivings about that as well, where people may think that it's better than it actually is. Although I suspect it's probably pretty good, and I don't have the answer for it. Unfortunately, I wish I did. We had a text come in for Steve Forbes. Why doesn't Congress put the American public on the same health plan that Congress is on? That should end the health care debate. Now, there's another one. I think there are some misunderstandings about that. I know Congressman Cramer has talked about purchasing his own health insurance on the exchange, as does everyone else. Now, I suspect that there is a subsidy or an employer match or an employer payment to a certain a degree, but that's not much different than most private sector employers that pay for a portion of your insurance. So anyway, all good topics and good questions and a good discussion. Now, I guess I personally since Obamacare came along, I essentially lost my insurance. So if you like your insurance, you keep your insurance. Well, I could have kept my insurance, but instead of paying $360 a month, I'd have paid $1,200 a month. And instead of paying a $5,700 deductible, I would have a $11,500 deductible with $20,000 maximum out of pocket. So that essentially translates to a $20,000 deductible. And I opted to not keep it because I couldn't afford a virtual quadrupling of my premium and more than tripling, almost quadrupling of my annual out-of-pocket. So we moved into a healthcare sharing ministry, Samaritans, and I'm not trying to hawk one over the other. There's the Save to Share Samaritans. I think there's another one or two out there. Where it's actually a Christian-based healthcare expense sharing ministry. It's not insurance. It's something where the members of the program essentially pay one another's medical expenses. You submit an expense. If you went to the hospital and you had a hernia surgery and it cost $8,000, you submit that expense to the organization that administers the program, and then they assign that expense to a number of different members of the group who pay in the same amount every month, but that amount is mailed directly to the recipient. And it's a system that's biblical. It's a system that does not support abortion, things that are contrary to Christian values. And honestly, it's a system that works. We've been using it in our family for a number of years, so I'd encourage you to take a look at that when it comes to insurance. But the health insurance debate, I don't think it ever ends, to be perfectly honest with you. And I'd be shocked if Congress is able to pass something. I'm watching kind of Fox News out of the corner of my eye as we go, and it says if more than two senators vote against the health care bill, it will not pass. Well, so far we've got six that are saying they're not going to vote for it, so that's problematic in terms of passing it. Had this conversation with Congressman Kramer another time when I hosted a while back about a lot of the reforms that are necessary but are not included in the health care bill. His answer was, of course, that you can't do policy reform through a sequestration budget reconciliation, which is how they're attempting to pass the health care bill, and that they would have to do policy reforms after the fact, which is very frustrating because when you look at things like medical liability limits, like tort reform, a number of very logical run-of-the-mill reforms, portability, high deductible HSA availability, tax deductibility for self-payers. So if you're spending the money, on health-related expenses, you make it deductible. Rollbacks of required coverage, for goodness sake. They're requiring coverages for people that they cannot use if they try. You have literally a maternity coverage for women who are no longer able to bear children. Birth control coverage for unmarried people or senior citizens, things like that, doesn't make any sense. The kids on their parents' plan, sure, you can continue the option to do something like that, but why shouldn't you have to pay a little bit extra for it so that they're actually kicking it? Let the kids get their insurance at a discounted rate by staying on their parents' plan. That's fine up to a certain limit. But good grief, let's just look at some practical solutions. And my hope is if we're able to pass a bill through Congress and realize some form of health care reform, that our senators and congressmen will stick with it and make these policy reforms as well, so that we can make this system work. Number one, the federal government has no business administering health care in the first place. That belongs in the free market. And to the extent that they are active and involved in it, it should be enabling people to purchase health care of their own volition on the free market, which suits them and covers the needs that they anticipate having. Seems practical, probably too practical to ever work, but I guess we'll see. We've got to move to break. We've got open phones. We'll be right back on What's on Your Mind after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Generous, generous Jerry, he's booming, booming, booming. Leave a line up for my house. Generous, generous Jerry, he's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Locations in Grand Forks, two in Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Kingstown, Devil's Lake, Hard River, Wapiton, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, and Williston. In Minnesota, head to Bemidji or Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for
your
more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
A place to grow since 1901. Members of Tioga's Chamber of Commerce proud to sponsor local programming. Tioga, a growing community. Great schools, new housing, a golf course, theater, plus new expanded bars and restaurants. The merchants of the Tioga Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to settle your family and raise your kids because they support education with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-aged children. Tioga, the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota, up Highway 43 miles north of Highway 2. Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. More at TiogaND.net. 10 before the hour, Todd Mitchell, and in for Scott Hennin today, John Fradham.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Thank you.
Well, Ron Ness tomorrow and Friday, and Gary Amineth on Thursday, as a matter of fact.
I see that, and I'll absolutely be tuned in. I may even call you, never know. Never can tell. Like I said, I told you before, I was voted most likely to say something I will regret on the radio, so I may be out of
it. Happened earlier today, you never know.
I can almost assure you that it has repeated it in any event. And speaking of that, I'm going down a rabbit trail here. Our last segment, we've got open phones if you wish to call in, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. I was listening to the show, speaking of listening every day, and I do, on Thursday, Gary Amineth hosted the show, you'll recall, Todd, and he had with him the lovely and talented Renee Mitchell was sitting in and co-hosting, and they had a conversation surrounding libertarianism, and Gary and I are very like-minded in that we work within the infrastructure, the established infrastructure of the Republican Party to accomplish our goals, which are in line with a number of the libertarian goals. But I heard some comments from Renee that I disagree with. And I know Renee very well, good friend. And I would have this discussion with her and have in the past. But one of them was, and I hear this from a lot of people on the libertarian side, is I can't vote for the lesser of two evils anymore. That's why I support the libertarian or third party candidates. And the issue that I take with that is that it suggests that libertarian candidates have overcome the inherent evil of the Republican and Democrat parties. And I have a hard time swallowing that. I think, you know, the reality is in this world, we are going to vote for men and women who are fallen, who are sinful, who are imperfect. And it's very unlikely that we're going to ever vote for any one of them that adequately and accurately reflects all of our values. And I would, you know, I was interviewed actually by Forbes, Steve Forbes publications. A fellow named Rob Mandelbaum at one point interviewed me and asked, and he was clearly not a Donald Trump supporter. He said, "Do you honestly think that Donald Trump is a good person?" And I said, and he didn't know how to respond to this. I said, "You know what? No, I don't think there's any such thing as a good person. We're all fallen. We all come up short. We're all sinful. If my endorsement for a candidate amounted to advocacy for everything that person has ever done, I couldn't vote for anyone, myself included." And I think that's what we've got to recognize when we're electing political candidates. In a manner of speaking, it's always the lesser of the evils, but I don't think that's a good way to frame it, because there's a lot of good that goes along with it as well, even though they come up short on some issues. Now, one of the specific issues that Renee had brought up was the life issue. And she talked about foreign policy and how that's at odds with our pro-life stance. Well, two things. Number one, being pro-life in cases of abortion is different from being pro-life in cases of military collateral damage, however you want to refer to that. Two different things entirely. Abortion is the specific targeting of a specific individual for termination, and this individual in every single case is innocent. Collateral damage in war is horrible. It's terrible, it's unspeakable, and it's unacceptable, but it's different. It's different from being pro-life. Secondarily, when you talk about the Libertarian Party, I would just like to read from the 2016 Libertarian platform. Section 1.5 on abortion, and it says, "Recognizing that abortion is a sensitive issue and that people can hold good faith views on all sides, we believe that government should be kept out of the matter, leaving the question to each person for their conscientious consideration." Well, there you have it. You want to talk about lesser of two evils? Libertarians absolutely 100%, and I can't say 100% of them, but in their platform, get it wrong. That is wrong. It's a wrong-headed view about abortion. It's a wrong-headed view about government, particularly when you consider that the overarching function of any civil government is the protection of the citizens against threats from which they cannot protect themselves. This is particularly relevant in cases of abortion, and I think that we need to remember that. when we vote. And that's not, I'm not saying you can't vote Libertarian. Absolutely. If that's where your conscience is, vote Libertarian. But don't vote Libertarian as a thumb on the nose to Republicans and to Democrats and feign some air of moral superiority because you're voting for the intellectually pure party, because there's no such thing, whether it's Republicans, Democrats, or Libertarians. Finally, it was stated that third parties take more votes away from Democrats than Republicans, which I agree on measure is probably true because there are a lot of wacko leftist third party candidates that Democrats will vote for. Not the case among Libertarians. Those people would normally vote Republican, and I defy you to show me on measure in North Dakota the Libertarians which would vote Democrat rather than Republican if they weren't to vote Libertarian. We're out of time. I appreciate the opportunity to be here, as always, and all of you out there that participated in the show. Thanks to Scott and Matt and Manny and Todd. And God's blessings to each of you. We'll see you again. This has been What's On Your Mind.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.